patience.
Thank you.
You've had a lot going on,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you, man. I mean, you had an incredible season last year. What are you looking forward to this year coming up?
Repeat.
Yeah, of course.
Repeat. I think that's a great challenge for us. We never did that before.
Mm-hmm.
So just with that, you know, it's a
yep.
great opportunity
mm-hmm.
to try to make that challenge happen. And then at the end of the year with the national team, you know, we have to defend our title. And we just heard yesterday that it's going to be in France, the competition.
Oh,
so
great.
That's pretty cool, you know, for
yeah,
me.
Hometown,
you know, playing
yeah.
at home, yeah, it's
yeah.
going to be amazing.
Great, man. Now, I've heard some other interviews with you, and you say that you try to improve on, well, I mean, obviously, overall, you want to improve, but
mm-hmm.
you try to kind of fine-tune one thing or something. Was there anything
yeah.
particular this
yeah,
year?
This
you
year,
kind of...
I wanted just to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I want to prolong my career and I want to play a long time, I need to take care of my body, so I definitely pay attention more on, you know, what I eat and
yeah.
and sleeping and,
yeah.
And make sure, you know, I work out every day and stuff
yeah.
like that. Because you know, when you're young, you can eat whatever you want, and you know you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you know it changes.
Yeah.
Especially for me, being French, you know we love to eat. You know, so you have to be careful.
Well, that's funny you just said that, because yeah, I mean it's all about longevity now.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it myself. But how do you stay healthy? Like what you mentioned the diet. Anything in particular?
No, nothing in particular. You know, I mean I'm just trying to find a happy middle between
mm-hmm.
with all I eat and.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously don't drink too much alcohol, obviously,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I love drinking wine and stuff like that. So you have to find a good balance on everything. I don't do one, like, specific diet, you know. I just try to be careful and don't abuse of anything.
Right. And now, how about any training stuff and working
yeah,
out?
Yeah, training. I do a lot more, obviously, a lot more lifting, you
okay.
know, to try to get a little bit stronger and then keep my weight down, because you know you don't want to add too much weight, you know, for the knees
joints,
and
yeah.
the joints, you know, and the Achilles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to shift a little bit, I mean you're a super busy guy, newlywed, just had a new son
mm-hmm.
Josh. I mean, how do you manage that, being a pro player?
Well,
I feel
very blessed, you know. I feel
yeah.
very blessed and very lucky, you know. I don't take it for granted. It's been obviously an unbelievable year with the championship, and having a kid, you know, is the greatest thing, you know, in the world. And I just want to enjoy life. You know, we only live once, you know, so
yeah.
I want to take advantage. And today, you know, I'm talking to you and having,
mm-hmm.
you know, my fourth watch, you know. It's
yeah.
just, it's been an unbelievable, you know, career, you know, coming from France. You know, I never, in my wildest dream, I never dreamt about that.
Yeah.
So I just take nothing for granted and enjoy. And then, you know, I'll rest, you know, when I retire.
I'm with it. Now, how about working with Tiso? I mean, tell me about the watch. Like,
yeah, no, it's been a great relationship. You know, like I told you, it's my fourth one, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we're doing the opening, you know,
mm-hmm.
today. The store been open since August 8th. And so I'm doing a meet and greet today at noon, you know, meet my fans and,
mm-hmm.
you know, enjoy, you know, the new store is my first time, you know, here.
Great.
Obviously, I've been to one in Paris, you know, a lot of times. And just very happy to be with a brand that is affordable, you know, for everybody. That was very important for me, you know. When I wanted to work with a watch company, that I choose somebody who I can, you know, I can stand for and I believe in. And the owner, you know, is French, so we are a great relationship, and they're very respectable, our brand. They do the best watches, you know. This one, the fourth one, is the only watch who's like a touchscreen and solar
mm-hmm.
powered, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so it's got 25 functions, you know, so it's very wearable technology. And so very proud of this one. This one we went to like normal colors, because the last one we was like more black with the orange stitches, you know, to remember the basketball. This one with more simple, and you can wear it every day. And so if you stay in the dark, you know, it will work for a full year.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the new thing now, you know, solar powered. Everybody wants to wear, you know, the technology, but this one you don't have to charge it, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Now, did you have any input in kind of the
yeah,
design?
Yeah, I
didn't
input on the design. Obviously, I'm not in the technology
right,
thing,
right.
you know, all the functions, you know, that's their job, you know, but more about, you know, colors, stitches, you know, and how it's going to look like. My number right here, the solar right here, I mean, that's all the little input that I have, but it's been a good relationship with them.
Great. Now, a lot of our guys, Tony, I mean, they would look up to you, you know, our readers. So, I mean, any kind of advice you could give other aspiring athletes that are trying to just make big
yeah,
things?
Yeah, it sounds cliche, but if you dream, you know, just dream big, you know, don't put limits to yourself. Because me, I'm a little guy who came from France, you know, and And back in the day, if you put it in perspective, you know, it was no European guys in the NBA. And so I'm the first, you know, European point guard to make an NBA. And people thought I was crazy when I said I wanted to play in the NBA when I was 14, you know. But just dream big and, you know, and work hard. You know, obviously, like I said, it sounds cliche, but it's the truth, you know. If you want to be successful, you know, you have to be disciplined and you have to work at it. And nothing comes like that, you know.
That's perfect. Thanks, man.